This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with leading investors, venture capitalists and innovators, participating in the landmark India-France Innovation Showcase. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Principal Scientific Advisor Ajay Kumar Sood, Infosys founder Narayana Murthy, and several prominent business leaders were present on the occasion. The event features innovations across 13 key sectors, including advanced computing, semiconductors, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, space technology, clean energy, and biotechnology. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron are scheduled to jointly inaugurate Bharat Innovates shortly. The event is being held as part of the India-France Year of Innovation and is aimed at strengthening collaboration in technology, research, entrepreneurship and investment between the two countries. Traditional Slovak hospitality will be accorded to Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Bratislava this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be given a traditional welcome with bread and salt upon his arrival in Bratislava. According to Slovak culture, guests and dignitaries are greeted with a loaf of bread and a small dish of salt. Bread represents prosperity, while salt symbolizes value, friendship and protection. A renowned children's folk group from the Myava region of Slovakia will perform a traditional Slovak dance to welcome the Prime Minister. A performance of Vande Mataram by the Lusnica Ensemble will be another highlight of the arrival ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has worked to make quality healthcare more affordable and accessible over the last 12 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the nation feels proud when it is known as the nation with the world's largest healthcare program, Ayushman Bharat, which provides top quality healthcare to the most vulnerable. He said that efforts like PM Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana have made medicines affordable. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the life, quality and overall situation of the minority communities in the country have improved significantly over the past 12 years. In an interview with the National Daily, Mr. Rijiju noted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas has ensured that the benefits of development reach every section of the society.
Minorities are better in India. 12 years after Modi ji has become the Prime Minister, the life, the quality, the overall situation of minority communities have become better because life of every Indian has become better.
In Jharkhand, at least 7 people, including 3 women and a 10-year-old boy, have been killed in separate lightning strike incidents across the state over the past 24 hours. Police said 2 people lost their lives in Ranchi and 2 people were killed in Garhwa district. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed that Karnataka received 5 times more central tax devolution as against the allocation during the UPA tenure. She was addressing the Vikasit Bharat Sankalp Samavesh in Bengaluru today. She refuted the allegations of Congress-led state government in Karnataka that Karnataka is deprived of central allocations. In Odisha, the 3-day Raja festival began today with the celebration of Pahili Raja, ushering in the onset of the monsoon and the Odia month of Ashar. The Raja festival began across Odisha from today with the observance of Pahili Raja. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon into the remaining parts of Karnataka, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, some more parts of Odisha and some parts of South Chhattisgarh during the next 2 to 3 days. It added that Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, interior Karnataka and West Bengal will witness thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds today. Australia made a dream start to their FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign, defeating Turkey 2-0 in their Group D opener. And in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will begin their campaign against arch rivals Pakistan in a Group A fixture at Edgbaston in Birmingham today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.